As the economy has come back, manufacturing companies have been doing much of the hiring. Some of those jobs are in factories that have picked up work which used to be done overseas. It's pretty hard to say exactly how many jobs this amounts to. Still, it is a happy development for some workers. NPR's Annie Baxter went to Minnesota to look into the trend that some call insourcing and others call reshoring.
Like a lot of manufacturers, Hiawatha Rubber Company hit a rut in the recession. The factory is based outside Minneapolis and makes rubber components that go into things like printers and pumps. When business dropped off about 40% in the downturn, production hours were slashed. Workers like Richard Bolio had to make do working just 3 or 4 days a week. That went on for nearly a year.
That was a long time. Many months and a lot of soup. Let me tell you, a lot of soup. But you just, you know, buck it up and get through it.
Bolio and the other 65 full-timers are back to normal hours now and can even pull some overtime. That's thanks in part to the uptick in the economy. It's driving demand for products like the one Bolio is making on this day. He's operating a molding machine that makes rubber parts for a radiator. The machine looks like a giant waffle iron. After the molding process is completed, Bolio secures a plate over the parts.
And when you lift it up, that's how you get all your parts off the bottom of the mold. Interesting, huh?
But it's not just economic improvements that are keeping workers like Bolio in good spirits and machines like this humming lately. On top of that, work that had been sent overseas is now coming back and landing at Hiawatha Rubber. Howard Hauser, a vice president here, says for a long time, manufacturers followed a herd mentality in sending work offshore. They all wanted components produced in emerging markets like China.
They were looking at the piece price. The piece price, you know, looked like, okay, we're going to save a lot of money, you know, but the bottom line was they didn't save nearly as much as they thought. And with the quality issues, they're just getting product that's, you know, not acceptable for the customers.
Now Hiawatha's getting those contracts. And Hauser has himself decided to reshore production of a component that was getting made in China. It will result in 3 new hires at his plant. He says the part was not hard to make, but Hiawatha can do it better. The Chinese factory just kept botching the job.
They don't have the transportation systems. They don't have the educational systems. They don't have the infrastructure that we do.
Dan Mextroth is an economist with the Manufacturers Alliance for Productivity and Innovation. He says labor in the U.S. is looking more competitive internationally lately for a lot of reasons. Labor costs in the States are still depressed due to the weak recovery, whereas those costs are rising in emerging markets. The skill level of American workers is higher, and supply chain disruptions after the Japanese disasters made some companies skittish about outsourcing to Asia. But Mextroth says it's really hard to quantify any job gains from reshoring. The U.S. has added about 400,000 manufacturing jobs over the past couple of years. It's unlikely that lots of them are tied to work returning.
It's a trickle, but a trickle back is better than the tidal wave out.
However many jobs you might add, Mextroth says manufacturing is never going to make up the ground it lost in the recession, which was on the order of 2 million jobs. Surprisingly, that's not a fact Howard Hauser at Hiawatha Rubber Company laments.
You hear all the politicians, you know, talking about, you know, we want to bring back jobs. It's not about bringing back the old kind of jobs. We need to be creating new jobs, the technology jobs.
At his factory, Hauser's looking to automate a bigger share of production with robotics. That's especially true for a new business line they're launching for wastewater treatment systems. The work will require tech-savvy employees who can program robots to take over the manual labor.
You should be chasing no labor, which is, you know, what we're doing.
So even as work is coming back from offshore and increasing the headcount at his factory now, Hauser expects automation will shrink his workforce down the road. That might sound harsh, but he says the workers who stay on will be high-skilled and high-paid. Annie Baxter, NPR News, St. Paul.
And you can find more stories in our series, Looking Up, Pockets of Economic Strength, at npr.org.
This is NPR News.